Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from William Brooks. The title is Hear Me and Hear Me Well. And this word was posted May 1st, 2024. Hear me and hear me well, you false prophets who would pervert my holy word. For you are not of me, and you have not my Holy Spirit. And you have attacked my bride, even my church, whom I have called. Hear and heed my warning, O you faithless and crooked and perverse nation, for you will answer for every evil act. Hear my words of warning, those who lead my church astray, for my wrath is hot against you, for I am the Lamb of God. For many of you will hide yourselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and you will say to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? For the world will see my appearing, and great shaking will come on all. And sudden destruction will overtake the earth, as my bride is snatched away into safety. For I will remove the restrainer, and all evil will be completely unrestrained, and great judgment will be cast down from the heavens, just as it is written in that great book of my revealing, even the book of Revelation. So I declare judgment against you all who would pollute my church. Your days are numbered, and soon your hearts will fail you when my wrath is revealed. You worthless false prophets who have infiltrated my church, you have taught syncretized witchcraft and occultism with my holy word and holy ways, and you will pay. You have caused my little ones to sin and be taken in great troubles, that I will return to you 100-fold in my judgment on you. You have redefined words in my holy writings. You have counterfeited my holy writings by rewriting them and changing the words of the eternal God, even Yahweh's words, and you will pay for all eternity. You have introduced corrupted texts into my church in the same way your worthless ancestors poisoned wells and have poisoned the very foods given for mankind's sustenance, and you will pay for all eternity. Every idle word you have spoken, every last denomination of filthy lucre you store to your own demise, every evil thought you have ever had, every evil motivation you ever pursued will be presented to you, and you will pay, even to the uttermost farthing, and you will in no way be able to stand before me, and you will take your place in the flames my Father has prepared for the devil and his angels. But understand, you are no marvel, and there are no surprises in you, for you are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming yourselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. For so I have written to Corinth. You will continue your works, filling up your sins to the fullest, and filling eternity to the fullest, with your own punishment and torment. For my anger is fierce against you, and you will join your fathers in the fire, for you are the tares amongst the wheat, and I will root you out to the uttermost for my Father. Even Yahweh has declared, you will never have root nor inheritance, for your seed is of the evil one. And you are all murderers and liars, for what did I tell your fathers in Judea these many jubilees past? You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Know this, all you who have been born in blasphemy, even the blasphemy against Yahweh, as your worthless fathers tried to morph the image of God, of which Adam was created, into abominations made for mankind's destruction, and your days are almost up. For which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which shewed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers. You will not escape, no matter how far you go into the earth to hide from my wrath. My wrath will find you, for nothing can be hid from my sight, and the earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. For I have purchased it in my own blood, that your ancestors blasphemously spilled, even sealing your own fate in the fires. Even I, Christ Jesus, the ascended and glorified one, I am coming for you, and you will not escape. Hear me, O you fallen ones, even all of you who pierced me, for you said to yourselves, we have defeated Yahweh and killed his son, whom he set against us to subdue the earth, and we are victorious forever, for Yeshua is dead. And you foolishly rejoiced, you arrogant fools with no understanding. You didn't understand that God would raise me up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that I should be holden of it. You only bruised my heel, and you are powerless against me. And you understood not that the Most High, even your Creator, Yahweh, only showed you the worthless mysteries. For he knew you would turn on him and his creation, and would try to take what he prepared for me, the Lord Jesus Christ, and my meek ones shall inherit the earth, for the earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. For you have taught mankind forbidden knowledge. You taught war. You led women astray in beautifying of the eyelids with painted faces to fulfill your lusts on them. You corrupted the garden of God by planting tares amongst the wheat, and every tare you planted for all time will be rooted out, bound, and cast into the fire with you. For you were defeated where I freely gave myself for the salvation of mankind, and God raised me from the dead to die no more. But you were so unwise to not understand that I would give my life out of the love of God he created in me. For I am the Savior of the world. Yahweh's love cannot be conquered, for Yahweh is unconquerable, and nowhere in creation is any being like him. For he is the Most High, and his brightness and majesty is all-powerful from eternity to eternity. For I told you, this that thou doest, do quickly. You ignorantly and arrogantly did not understand that I allowed myself to be taken by your worthless hirelings who did the dirty deed of slaying the innocent blood. In your haughty ignorance, you failed to realize that I had 12 legions of angels at my command. For at any time, I could have stopped you, but how else was the will of Yahweh to come to pass? except by my love and obedience to my Father. For Yahweh's love can no one overcome. No, not in heaven and not in earth, not in any way and not ever. You fallen ones, even you princes of this fallen world, you Satans, you will all burn in unquenchable fire for your unholy hatred and your deeply evil ways of disobedience and destruction. As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. O you fallen watchers, even you disobedient angels who left your first estate, you have no peace. You will be cast into the fire of which you will never depart, and you will utterly burn. All of your abominable, unholy tares that you planted by crossing Yahweh's boundaries in your genetic manipulations between man and angel, between man and beast, between man and sea creatures, between beasts of various kinds, even every abominable thing that you have made will be cast into the fire with you, for you have no peace nor forgiveness. You have followed the Satans who tried to destroy Yahweh's creation, even to the point of murdering me, Jesus Christ, when I willingly gave myself into his hands as the perfect Passover for the world, thereby sealing mankind's redemption and sealing your fate to eternity in the great fires that can never be quenched. You will utterly pay for all of your sins and abominations, and every evil deed you ever did will be turned on you 100-fold, for all will be recompensed according to their works, and all your evil ways will be repaid on your own heads many times over. For you thought you could defeat me, and you arrogantly still think you can win, when you are utterly defeated. Hear my words, O ancient serpent, for your judgment is upon you, and I see your fear, for you fear your future more than anything. O you worthless, toothless lion, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, and your times have come. The wrath of God and the wrath of the Lamb are about to be unleashed, as I will break the seven seals, as seven angels are sent to sound the trumpet judgments, and the seven angels are sent who have the seven last plagues, and they will be unleashed, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Many woes will overtake you all, as I utterly punish and dismantle your kingdom. Your great king will I defeat, and your false prophet will I defeat. And they will be cast alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, and there they will wait for you to join them. And there will you ever be engulfed in fire and brimstone, and your judgment is about to begin. My bride, fear not. My words of judgment are not for you, but for your comfort, for I have saved you from the wrath that is about to be unleashed. And I will hide you away in safety, and great reward, and forever will you be with me. For I have chosen you, for I have called you, and you are my greatest treasure, and you are Yahweh's greatest treasure. You are even the pearl of great price, for I have given my all for you. I counsel my bride to seek discernment and come to me for wisdom, for I will teach you. For some of you have followed some of the ways of these false prophets. Only turn back in repentance to your Lord, and I will receive you. For they have enticed you with Christian witchcraft, and you have believed many lies sold to you, even told you for truth, but they are abominable lies. These wells without water have tried to pull you from me, and that is impossible. So fear not, for I will not be denied. I will continue to free you, so you are free indeed, and I will not be silenced. I fight for you in so many, many ways you are unaware. For you were all marked before you were born, for the Father knew you even in your mother's womb, and he waited on each and every one of you for a length of time you cannot comprehend, and you have always been at the center of his heart. You were marked at birth, and my angels kept you at my command, and have guarded you and protected you, for so are they sent. Does this surprise you? Will you listen to what the Hebrews have to say? But to which of the angels said he at any time, "Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? My bride, you are heirs of salvation in me, Jesus Christ. You have been called in me. You have been protected in me and by me. You have been given the chance to hear the preaching of faith regarding me, so you could make me your Lord, and therefore I have sealed you with that Holy Spirit of promise. Know that seal cannot be broken, and you are about to be fully redeemed into eternity, for you have no idea of the fullness of the creative work that I am about to consummate in you, my bride. Know that the fallen ones and their tares are jealous of you, and they hate whatever Yahweh loves. And I will avenge you fully on their heads, for I am the one who will wound that ancient serpent's head. For it has been declared, and what Yahweh declares cannot be changed. Nobody can separate you from me. No amount of evil can break that seal. You are mine, and you are the Father's. For all that the Father gives me, I will give back to God, that we may be all in all. And he has given me all things in heaven and earth, except in his throne. He is greater than I. I, Christ Jesus, declare these words to you, and it is I, Jesus Christ, who pronounces judgment on your enemies, and I will bring it to pass to the uttermost farthing. My bride, my love for you is unquenchable, and I have prepared a place for you, for in my Father's house are many mansions. So very soon, you will be married to me forevermore, and so shall you ever be with me, and you will finally understand the magnitude of your purpose in me that you have been created to fulfill. For in me, Yahweh has given you a future and a purpose. Even the purpose of the ages is about to be revealed to you, for I am coming, and I will not be denied. Look for my appearing. Look for my brightness of my coming, for it is soon to break over the earth as I appear in the clouds with a mighty shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. For I tell you truly that even the angels wait on that trump, which is about to sound, and they are at the ready. Be ready for me and look, watch. Observe as commanded, for you will soon see me and my glory that the Father has clothed me in. For so will I clothe you, for you will be like me, and you will see me as I am. I am the Lamb of God. I am coming to execute wrath on all of Satan's kingdom, and they will not escape. I am the Savior of the world. I am Christ Jesus, and vengeance is mine, and I will repay. I am the one who will wound the serpent's head, for God Almighty has declared it. I am about to be revealed in the clouds for my bride, whom I will snatch away. I am he who is coming on a white horse. I am who is called faithful and true, and in righteousness I will judge and make war. I am coming. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.